I'm taking my last chance to hold all we know and let go with both hands. Oh, don't you know the clouds are made from concrete? Right through the stone, can you hear my heartbeat? Beats through my bones like no memory left me. Not for a second or a minute when I dream. I wanna go home like the home that I keep. You can dig 6 or 66 feet. We could live forever, still your misery miss me. Hold the song together with a bottle of whiskey. Look into the mirror at the lines the time drew. Seen them painted white in the eyes to shine through. My heart beats heavy in an open chest, and I wanna say goodbye.
I thought that I'd been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover and move on. You watch me beat it till I can't breathe, shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches, tripping over myself. Like a moth drawn to a flame. Oh, you lured me in, I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch. Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover and move on. You watch me bleeding till I can't breathe, shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches, tripping over myself. Out of my head, needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead. Needle in the bed, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead.
You're gonna say goodbye. Can you tell me right now? If I couldn't buy you the fancy things in life, shawty, would it be alright? Come and show me that you don't.
Now tell me, would you really ride for me?
Would you really ride for
Baby, tell me, would you die for me?
Tell me, would you die for
Would you spend your whole life with me?
What's up?
Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me?
Would you really cry for me?
Baby, don't lie to me.
Baby, don't lie to
if
me.
I didn't have anything,
what's up?
I wanna know, would you stick around?
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
Skiddly don, 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 dang. All I want is somebody real who don't need much. A girl I know that I can trust to be here when money low. If I did not have nothing else to give but love, would that even be enough? Y'all me need fi know. Now tell me, would you really ride for me?
Would you really ride for
Baby,
me?
Tell me, would you die for me?
Would you die for
would
me?
You spend your whole life with me?
What's up?
Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me?
Would you really cry for me?
Baby, don't lie to me.
Don't lie to
if
me.
I didn't have anything,
what's up?
I wanna know, would you stick around?
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
Tell me, would you want me? Tell me, would you call me? If you knew I wasn't ballin',
cause I need a girl who's always by my side.
Tell me, do you need me? Tell me, do you love me? Yeah. Or is you just tryna play me?
Hey, you're listening to A Little Something About Oakland Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, EDA. Next, we're going to have a newscast by Steven, a roundtable by Arnavi, followed by PSA by Malia and Marcel. Once again, this is A Little Something About Oakland Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, EDA.
Myself dreaming in silver and gold, like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on moonlight and you pulled me close, split second and you disappeared, and then I was all alone. I woke up in tears with you by my side, breath of relief.
Whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is, you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe. Any chance that I get, I'll make the most of the minutes of love with no regrets. Let's take our time to say what we want, use what we got before it's all gone. Tomorrow, so I'm going.
Paris today, there was an attack that killed over 150 people, according to The Guardian. The French president, François Hollande, described it as an unprecedented terrorist attack. Because of this, the French president had decided to close the borders and mobilize the military. Witnesses said that the concert was a massacre and reminded them of the Charlie Hebdo massacre in January 7th. Reported deaths just keep increasing and the story is still being unfolded, mentioned by The Guardian. This is the second attack that Paris has had and has left its citizens with great fear. According to the New York Times, a baby this week was saved from dying by an untested cell therapy treatment. Everyone is so amazed because this could be a new way to fight cancer. A French company called Cellulis had developed this form of treatment. The treatment is changing the cell therapy in the baby's, the T cells in the baby's body that help better attack the cancer cells. But no one is really sure if this treatment can cure cancer. The baby girl has only been in remission for a couple of months, and she has been the only human to use the treatment. In other words, they need more time and people to test the treatment.
Privacy or security? It's the burning question that has many Americans thinking about their personal rights and freedoms. Is it okay for my personal information to be known by the government if that information is keeping American citizens safe and secure? The general public and critics everywhere are questioning whether the NSA is lying about stopping terrorists and instead selling your information to advertisers and small companies, or are they actually protecting national security? Some say that the government is turning into a dictatorship with way too much power over its people. Which viewpoint is actually true? The age of surveillance is changing, and people need to be able to quickly adapt to the new era of watching technologies. But that new transformation also comes with huge changes in how you personally view the concept of privacy. Governments and companies have more and more information about you, but is that okay? Should you get used to it, or should you fight it? With me, I have Gemma, 15, Kai, 16, and Steven, 15. We will discuss the controversial subject of U.S. government surveillance after this message.
Hey, did you just throw a can in the water?
Yeah, why does it matter?
According to the NRDC, water pollution is the world's biggest health risk.
What, are you serious? How'd you know about that?
If you go on nrdc.org, you can find the whole page of facts about water pollution.
Good to know.
Welcome back. I have Gemma, Steven, and Kai with me. Let's talk about surveillance. First question for everyone. The National Security Agency is collecting millions of your phone records, payment records, emails, amongst other things. How does this make you feel?
Okay, well, personally, I find it a little bit creepy, but I also don't have anything to hide. So I guess if I were someone who was doing things that needed to be hid, then I would not like it, but since I'm not, it's okay.
I mean, I kind of agree with you, but I mean, it's also an invasion of privacy. I mean, it's not really like, well, how are you supposed to feel comfortable in like your own skin? Like, not necessarily in your own skin, but I mean with yourself, like if you know that people are just out there watching every move that you do.
All right, next question. According to EFF, this collection of data has successfully stopped over 54 small incidents and 9 terrorist attacks since 2001. Does that change your answer to number one?
What I think about, it sounds like it can definitely help everyone out in the long run. But at the same time, I agree with Steven that the invasion of privacy does feel very, well, invasive, just because I feel like everyone just should have their own, like, secrets, whether others should know them or not.
Okay, well, I personally don't think that I should prioritize my privacy over everyone else's safety in this situation, because I mean, what makes me uncomfortable is what could potentially result in the deaths of countless people.
All right, let's go to the next question. This one's for Steven. I would assume you don't have much to hide from the government. Do you think it's still reasonable for people like you to be scared by these kinds of surveillance, even if you don't have things that you have to hide?
I guess, yeah, because, I mean, you're not... It's just... You're not really having any privacy. I mean, like, how... What's the point of having the word privacy if no one's gonna actually, like, follow it?
All right. Gemma, the government has been proven to buy information from your cell carrier's databases to learn about you in depth. Should someone like Verizon be allowed to do that, and should the government be allowed to do that?
I think as long as Verizon is being straightforward about the fact that they're doing this and not hiding it, I guess that's okay, because it's, in the end, it's your own personal decision which cell carrier provider you choose to go with, and I imagine it's in those, like, terms of agreement that no one ever reads. I imagine that's probably in there. So it doesn't really change anything for me personally. I think that you should fight it if you feel offended by this evidence.
All right. Kai, let's talk about the advances of technology and the future of surveillance. So let's say you're looking at a pair of Nikes at home. Now you go for a walk and you cross a Foot Locker on the street. Your phone buzzes and says, hey, those Nikes you were looking at earlier, yeah, they're on sale now at this Foot Locker. Do you think that's creepy, or is that cool, or is that something that you should be afraid of?
I definitely feel like it's, I don't exactly feel really comfortable with the government or the NSA always knowing where I am, and so also them using that as a tool to sell products to me is just, I highly disagree with it.
All right. Well, as you can see, there's a lot of depth and complexity to this situation. Thank you for listening. I am Arnav Gupta for A Little Something About Oakland on Youth Radio Raw. For this discussion and more, visit youthradio.org.
Right about now. If I judge for life, man, would you stay by my side? Or is you gonna say goodbye? Can you tell me right now? If I couldn't buy you the fancy things in life, shawty, would it be alright? Come and show me that you don't. Now tell me, would you really ride for me? Baby, tell me, would you die for me? Would you spend your whole life with me?
Once again, this is A Little Something About Oakland Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ EDA signing off.
All I want is somebody real who don't need much. A girl I know that I can trust to be here when money low. If I did not have nothing else to give but love, would that even be enough? Y'all me need fi know. Now tell me, would you really ride for me? Baby, tell me, would you die for me? Would you spend your whole life with me? Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me? Baby, don't lie to me. If I didn't have anything, I wanna know, would you stick around? If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
Tell me, would you want me? Tell me, would you call me? If you knew I wasn't ballin',
cause I need a girl who's always by my side.
Tell me, do you need me? Tell me, do you love me? Yeah. Or is you just tryna play me?
Cause I need a girl to hold me down for life.
Cause you know, girl, every little thing you do, even when I'm feeling blue, oh, it makes me smile. Yes, we're going through some stormy weather. Bless the fact we still move together. Cause I know we'll find the light on the other side. Cause we'll be just fine.
We'll be just fine
if we take our time.
Take our time.
Let the sun shine.
Let it shine.
Cause we'll be just fine.
We'll
oh,
be
oh,
just
oh,
fine.
Oh. Cause we'll be just fine.
We'll be just fine
if we take our time.
Take our time.
Let the sun shine. I can breathe just fine. Cause you've got me in my prime, girl, and it feels so good. Yes, we're going through some stormy weather. Bless the fact we still move together. Cause I know we'll find the light on the other side. Cause we'll be just fine.
We'll be just fine
if we take our time.
Take our time.
Let the sun shine.
Let it shine.
Cause we'll be just fine.
We'll be just fine.
Let the sun shine. 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 Let the sun shine.
Let the sun shine.
Let the sun shine. Let the sun shine.
feel so strong. And now I'm fighting, I won't run. Don't need a knife, I need a gun. Don't need a knife, I need a gun.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are now listening to A Little Something About Oakland Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Marcel. Let's get some good vibes going.
Call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. And I know in that hotline way that could only mean one thing. And I know in that hotline way that could only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and growing up more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor, with some girls I never seen before. Ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor, hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone, ain't that when you need
Next, we're going to have a review by Lucas, followed by a commentary by Arnav, and a roundtable by Gemma. Once again, this is A Little Something About Oakland Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your favorite DJ from the Bay, DJ Marcel, and you're locked in with the tunes of the time right now. All right.
Vuitton with diamond studs, handbag, spends a week in the Hamptons, cuz she bad, she bad, she ain't the one to end your drought. She leads a flock of girls like they're migrating south. It's not the conversation, her vault of education. Your boy the time of day, but that's okay. She'll come around anyway.
Credit card she maxes out, parking tickets all around. She don't need to worry about her financials, cause of all the wealthy men she's got on hold. This the life she lives for now. Never met a girl like that.
Yeah. Big bop, daddy, boobah. Shit don't stink, attitude. Each night at a new bar, then wakes up in Malibu.
Yeah.
She don't know a thing.
She don't know a
thing. But you know she got it, babe.
You know she got it.
Doesn't babe. Give your boy the time of day, but that's okay. She'll come around anyway.
Want a movie that keeps you on the tip of your seat? Bridge of Spies was a fantastic movie, and the fact that it was based on a real story really gives you a fright. I went with my dad and my sister, so I had three perspectives. I had read about the incident, so I already knew the story, but my dad, who had only heard about the incident, said that it kept him on the edge of his seat, although he had guessed what would happen, kinda. Then my sister, who hadn't even heard of the incident and is addicted to Disney and bad sitcoms, fell asleep halfway through the movie and missed a ton of the great movie.
Yeah.
If you're addicted to Disney and or bad sitcoms, then this isn't the movie for you. Bridge of Spies is a movie about the powers Abel exchange with Russia in 1962. Rudolf Abel, a Soviet spy, receives a secret message at the park bench before FBI agents burst into his apartment and he's taken to prison. James B. Donovan, a lawyer who specializes in insurance, is asked to defend Abel in court. James actually helps Abel instead of just letting him be sent to the electric chair. Abel is kept in prison because of a point that Donovan states. If the Russians have one of our spies or men, we have someone to trade. This action causes James and his family to be put in danger. Little did people know that Donovan would become a hero. In the meantime, Francis Gary Powers flies a plane over the Soviet Union, which is shot down and Powers is captured. Frederick Pryor, an American Yale scholar studying German economics in Berlin, visits his German girlfriend as the Berlin Wall is being built. He is trying to get her back into the Berlin, back into West Berlin, but is stopped by Nazi guards and is captured. Germany and Russia have two American men. America has a German spy. An exchange must be made. The USSR sends a fake letter from Abel's family requesting a prisoner exchange, and the chaos begins. I really enjoyed the realistic acting and the overall impact the movie takes in replicating this event into only a 2-hour and 20-minute movie. My favorite part of the movie would probably be just the many shots of the Germany lifestyle during the Cold War. It truly represents the time and the struggle of the Germanic people. Overall, the movie was very interesting and there was a ton of information shown in the film. The acting was pretty good, along with the visual effects being high quality. And the storyline was good, although it was based on real life. Since it was based on a true story, there wasn't all those impossible stunts like in action movies. I love the realism of the movie, and overall it was fantastic. With slight improvements, I would give it a 10 out of 10, but I give it a 9 out of 10 because it would need slight improvements. Great movie, though. It's a definitely must-see.
Let me tell you about a set of experiences that I've had. I often see myself traveling with varsity debate members to tournaments around the country. My friends jokingly call me a terrorist and tease me for always being pulled aside for extra pat-downs and searches at the airports. That's not incorrect. The categorizing of all brown people under the category of the Muslim other has prevailed since the 9/11 attacks. One day I was biking along the streets of Berkeley to pick up some lunch on my day off. As I was biking along the street, a car of college kids yelled at me, said, "Go back to school, nerd." It really shook me. In class, whenever my friend has a problem with his or her computer, I'm always the first one they ask. Thing is, I'm not really that great with technology. A couple weeks ago, my parents asked me about my ambitions when I grow older. I replied that my dream job was to write for the New York Times or become a famous politician. My dad encouraged me and told me that both of those were difficult fields to become successful in. My mom told me that I should just become a doctor or an engineer, like all my other cousins and siblings. According to CNN, since 1990, over 2 million immigrants from the Southern Asian region have migrated to the United States. My dad was one of those. He wanted to receive a good American education and live in his fantasy city, San Francisco. He was the first in his family. His parents were very against the prospect of leaving New Delhi. My dad was determined and to accomplish more than my grandfather. His determination is always something that drives me to become someone. The myth of the model minority is ever more prevailing in this day and age. My dad's generation was the pioneers of the India to United States migration. The growing population of Indian Americans has turned my people into a prominent minority. I'm part of the large group of children who are offsprings of these first generation pioneers. In fact, lots of my parents, friends at school have the same stories that I do. Most Indians have a higher than average IQ on the subject of math and science, according to SF Gate. However, not everyone fits into these categories. Currently, my worst subjects in school are trigonometry and chemistry, and my favorite classes are English and debate. After the September 11th attacks, the general community has developed an underlying fear when they see a Muslim in an airport. The picture of an Indian guy working in tech support with his large black frame glasses has entered the minds of too many people. This narrative is just an example of something I've personally experienced, but this happens to millions of minorities every day. I'd like people to be more aware of the way you think of others and be cautious regarding how you jump to conclusions and assumptions about someone.
Today's stereotypical teenager is often portrayed as shallow and social media obsessed. I find this portrayal frustrating and offensive, as it shows such a superficial, one-sided perspective of my generation. However, I do realize that this portrayal is not completely far-fetched. According to CNN, the average teen spends more than 8 hours a day consuming media, primarily from their phones. Personally, I just got a Snapchat and Instagram last year and have already noticed the effects it's had on me. For example, I find that when I'm bored, instead of picking up a book or searching for something to do, I now instinctively reach for my iPhone. I often feel guilty when I reflect on this instinct, because I realize that all the other things I could be doing instead of aimlessly scrolling through my phone. I wanted to get more opinions from other teens on how they think social media affects their lives, so I brought some friends to share their input. We have 15-year-old Steven, 16-year-old Liam, and 15-year-old Darius. Okay, so can everyone introduce themselves and say what type of phone they have and what social media platforms they use?
Hi, I'm Liam. I used to have a Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge, but I smashed it by accident. And so for the past couple months, I've been living without a phone, and I feel much more liberated, and I'm glad, because I used to have the same problem where whenever I was bored or wanted something to do, I would just instinctively grab my phone and start scrolling through Instagram or check my Snapchat or text messages. And now what I do is I pick up a book.
I'm Steven. I have an iPhone 5S, and the social media platform that I mostly use, I guess, would be Snapchat.
I'm Darius, and I have a Galaxy 4, and a social media platform that I use is Instagram and Snapchat.
Okay, thank you, everyone. So, how much time do you usually spend on your phone per day?
I spend about 5 to 6 hours a day on my phone.
Now, zero.
So, let's see. We're pretty much in school for 8 hours. Pretty much out of all those 8 hours, I'm on my phone for 4, plus the time that we're at home. So pretty much most of the day.
Okay, last question. Do you think that social media has affected the way you interact with your friends?
Oh, yeah. When I'm on Instagram or Snapchat, I have to talk to my friends when I get home. So I guess that kind of helps with my relationship with them.
Yes, because, like, when I see them face-to-face, we have a total different conversation. But when it's, like, on a social media platform, we're, like, either all against each other or with each other.
I stopped using social media because I just got so annoyed by it, and I think it definitely has a huge impact on the way that people interact with each other in my generation. And people will talk about it like, oh, did you see that photo that so-and-so posted on Instagram? And personally, that just annoys the crap out of me. So yeah, I'd say it has had a negative impact and a very small positive impact on our generation.
That's all we have for today. Thanks, everyone, for such a great discussion. I'm your host, Gemma. To hear this discussion and more, visit www.youthradio.org. Thanks.
Right.
We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? We gon' be alright.
Studio, wishing for the darkest skinned women be at the shows. Purple naked ladies while I watch her dance in the mirror. She dirty dancing, I call her Diana, she my couple. Pop goes weasel, pop goes pop the gold. Puppies pop bottles, pop babies rock the board. Me and baby girl, she stay quiet but she knows. Daddy do his thing while I tell her stay at home, man. Girl, you're a star. Come on and dance, baby. And dance, baby. I know it. Girl, you're a star. Come on and dance, baby, and dance, baby. I, girl, you're a star. Come on and dance, baby, and dance, baby. I know it. Girl, you're a star. Come on and dance, baby, and dance, baby. I, I know with an ass like that. Hey, why you wanna go and do that? And all my niggas stay behind me while they hoping the gap. Hear the nigga from the front, I make them split in the back. Splitting his pens, legs do the wobble-de-wobble, they making them then. Spin them in the rows of your days, holding his hands. I got street bread, feel the heat lit. Knife fight, bring the gun, shoot, he dead. Love ya baby, I protect ya. Ain't no other shit wanted me to get ya. Your X-Men, X-Rapper, tell them get ya. Ride golden, I can't afford to lose that. Girl, you're a star. Come on and dance, baby. And dance, baby. I know it. Girl, you're a star. Come on and dance, baby. And dance, baby. I, girl, you're a star.
Once again, this is A Little Something About Oakland on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Mr. Marcel Cedeno.
Marcel. Oh, yeah. Other night at your crib, it was like me, Black, 40, Obi. We just sitting there talking about life, play some beats, but I forgot to tell you one thing. Call me to set you up, want me to come and wet you up, cause you are out of town, and like Biggie heard about the with Diddy, so I came through to vest you up. And I got a vest for 40, a vest for Hush, a vest for every with an owl on his chest. And what? I got LA Unified. You better all commit suicide. Teachers ain't testing us. See, I know how I feel to be platinum plus. Just jealous of you, so they try to wrap you up, tax you up. But it's OVO blood money. Catch these bullets like you catch the bus. Dog fame is a motherfucker. Do it for favors when you came through the fifth. How soon they forget? Run up on you at your granny house, give you nine like fifth. How am I supposed to love you? Heart beating fast when I dap and when I hug you. Dre told me not to trust you. Your energy off, you finicky, I rush you. Just walk around the crib like, why can't live? Get this money, think about the beef like, we can pass these motherfucking straps like a physical. This my city, everybody know it. Riding around town, just me and my 4 pound. Tucked in my time force, hoping I ain't gotta show it. LA be the craziest. These do some shady shit. To run up on your car, catch you off guard like the Lil Wayne and Baby shit. 40, I'm fucked up.
Y'all better not come to my studio with that fake, fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake, fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me. 100. All I ever ask is 100.
LA,
yeah.
LA, craziest.
100. All I ever ask is 100. Thank me later, thanks for nothing, thanks for bluffing. Thank you so, so much for wearing your true colors to every single function. Had tell me to my face how we were family and how they love me. Why they were skimming off the budget. Now when I see them, they're the ones that's acting funny. People been reaching out to me and I'm on some straight unresponsive shit. I would have so many friends if I didn't have money, respect, and accomplishments. I would have so many friends if I held back the truth and I just gave out compliments. I would have all of your fans if I didn't go popping, I stayed on some conscious shit. I would have so many more friends if I lost my success and my confidence. I'm in the club every time that they play the competition. If they even play the competition, then I seen the response they get. Yeah, nobody's even hearing it. On top of the pyramid, might go to Jamaica, disappear again. My circle got so smart, I disappear, yeah. Saying to myself, y'all better not come to my studio with that fake, fake. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake, fake. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me, 100. All I ever ask is 100.
LA,
yeah.
LA, craziest.
100. All I ever ask is 100.
Miss Folk said that was my real n***a. Held it down since he was a little n***a. If he was still alive, he would kill n***a. He was Lil Snoop, I was Meek Mill. Know how it feel when you missing your n***a. Can't think so you roll up that indigo. Stressing while driving down Figaro. Blowing kush clouds until his ghost is in my ghost. Damn. Make a real wanna give us like the God, like here we go. Screaming frog name at the clouds, they don't hit me though. Guess they too busy with Tupac and Biggie though. You don't feel me though, that was on Shug's watch. I take Shug's watch, you dissing Drizzy, that's cool, but don't come to my city though. Not even in H-Town. So underground that I gotta be a trill. Strapped up from the waist down. That's word to Pimp C, J Prince is my real.
When I ride by, I want you to see what I see. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's very clear. Me a drink, guarantee I'ma hit it. Come to that life, I don't talk it, I live it. I got an old car you can sit in. I got a crib that you probably can't get in. I got a pound we could grind it and twist it. I've been at work on the grind for a minute. Smoking that loud and still minding. in my business. She fuck on me because I got the vision. Counting my binges, putting it all in the bank, but I don't really mind if I spend it. Can't take it all, cross the line when you finish. When you stay all on your grind, you can get it. When we be fucking, I'm climbing up in it. She fuck on me because I got the vision. Haters be talking, don't mind them, don't listen. Ducking them shots, that's divine intervention. I be so high, try me, come visit. You make a choice, hope you like your decision. Come to my crib, we could spark and get lifted. Go up and smoke just like I'm a magician. Ain't fuck with me, then she probably was tripping. Lighting them up just like the electricians. Get to this money, get high, my intentions. Roll me one up, that's as loud as the engine. She fuck with me because I got the vision. I fuck with her when I'm talking, she listen. When we together, we stick to the mission. Sparking that weed up without no permission. She fuck with me because I got the vision. Fuck with her when I'm talking, she listen. When we together, we stick to the mission. Rolling that weed up without no permission. Get it like me, can't get it like me, tryna get it like me, tryna get it like, can't get it like.
Chillin' on the west side, bringing out my best side, where they only care about and how big they breast size is. Yes I is, on the come up, daring all of y'all to run up, cause you know I'm finna win them up. Pull up in the Benz, where the homies smoking medical. Only bring your friends if them look identical. The pinnacle of what we doing ain't nowhere around. Started from the ground, always gotta hold it down. Now they think they got it, cause they sign up on a data. But there's only so much money in the year that is allotted. Plus you probably don't even know how it is divided. I got it, tryna get it like me. Can't get it like me, tryna get it like me. Tryna get it like, can't get it like. Tryna get it like me, can't get it like me. Tryna get it like me. Tryna get it like, can't get it like.
Acting like they got it, but they really don't.
They really don't.
They say they love me, but they really don't.
They really don't.
Shut the f up and get out my face. Talking all that, but you don't really know.
Put that pen to pad and watch them talk about it. All I know is real life. They don't give a f about it. Take a chain. Your car, get the fuck about it. Realists on the rise, all of y'all demise. This is who I am, so ain't no need for a disguise. I have been advised by the greatest that made it to do it. Living legends, but you never knew it. Yeah, this record was written right before I got on the stage. My mind racing, reciting lyrics from pen to page. I bet I record this record on the radar just because I said I was a Jedi. Bust like a red, and I feel my penetration. No hesitation, this is warfare. Like a real oven in a kiss, give me ill, I fucking feel it. This is the realest symphony. I'ma kill this epiphanies, I can feel this. But you, tryna get it like me, can't get it like me. Tryna get it like me. Tryna get it like, can't get it like. Tryna get it like me, can't get it like me. Tryna get it like me. Tryna get it like, can't get it like.
Tryna get it like me, I'm a real young winner. Might take out the dinner, tryna eat all night. I put that on me, baby girl gon' feel it. I know she by the business, if she then she know she by the. Throw some D's on that. Pull up in the Addy Coupe, feeling like Hercules in the whip. Cause I'm dealing it, got it off the dealership. We be going hard, no. But since the sip, he's a cat squad. Started tell me what the dilly is. She gon' roll with us like she need a ride to the crib. Word. She influenced me to go hard. Shout out to my niggas, that's gon' go hard. We gon' get the private player, that just be the logic. Put my hands together, pray, then I doze off.
Tryna get it like me, can't get it like me. Tryna get it like me. Tryna get it like, can't get it like. Tryna get it like me, can't get it like me. Tryna get it like me. Tryna get it like, can't get it like.
We got London on the track. First you get that money, then you get that power. If he tune in, no sub, but he on that power. Now you walk around with 50 in your trousers. Diamonds bullying on my chest, no f***ing blouse. Make it rain, shower, you dig that. They wanna know a thing about you, is
thoughts, I'm killing them. Yeah, yeah, that's a fact. Blood all over my timber. She make her say what? That's a shot cause she feeling them. She comes up like eight. I call her, I took her on.
Hey!
First you get that money, then you get that power. If he tuned in, knows her, but he on that powder. Now you walk around with VD in your trousers. Got Miss Bullin' on my chest, no blouses. You did that. They wouldn't know a thing about you if you still dead. Hit them with that blocker, blocker. A good day. Feed that bit that never crack. Did that. I dig it. I eat ice cream with my chicken. Don't reach it like a Simmons, not Lil Dicky. If I got legs, you know I'm gonna get it. She got good, so she welcome to my business. Big Benny, that big Benny. Rocket, I can stop it, stop it. I'm a GTV boy, don't pop it, pop. I need coke, like what the f*** is poppin'. If you try to run off, you know we popped your knife. First you get that money, then you get that power. If you tune in, knows up, but he on that power. Now you walk around with VD in your trousers. Time is bullin' on my chest, no blouses. I make it rain, shout.
Hello, you're listening to a little something about youth radio, a little something about Oakland. Radio on Youth Radio. I'm your DJ Centaurs. Next, we're going to have a newscast by Derica and Darius, followed by a commentary by Kai, and another commentary by Steven, and two other reviews by Rakim and Jalen. Once again, this is a little something about Oakland. Radio on Youth Radio. I'm your DJ Centaurs.
It was early Tuesday morning in Berkeley when many Oakland natives took part in a national day of action, demanding raise of the minimum wage. By peacefully protesting, their aim was to get the government to raise the minimum wage for fast food workers from $12.25 an hour to $15 an hour. This changes the structure of the majority within the Bay Area. By raising the minimum wage, hundreds of workers will be given a second chance at a better life regardless of what category they fall in.
In the national news, on Wednesday, a young male named Hunter Park, who goes to Missouri University, was arrested for racial and terrorist attacks on his school. The day before he was arrested, he made a statement online saying that I'm going to shoot any black people tomorrow, so be ready. These comments were directly towards the African-American college students who attended Missouri University. These made the students very uncomfortable and began an uprise in the student body. This isn't the first time this college had racial problems before. They have had problems with addressing racism and the president resigning from his position.
There is a 5-day Napa Valley Film Festival. It is on Wednesday in Napa, Calistoga, Yountville, and St. Helena. The festival was originally built to honor film and the actors or actresses who portray the roles within them, and it features 120 films, tributes, 300 filmmakers, 150 wineries, 30 chefs, parties, culinary demonstrations, and industry panels. This year, actor Bruce Dern, actor, writer, and producer Keegan-Michael Key, and actor/singer and dancer John Travolta will be honored. Yet and so, as any other festival, there are many other reasons to attend this particular event. More than 1,000 films were submitted to the festival for a chance to win a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to soar as an overachieving production in the mainstream arts. The selections include narratives, documentaries, features, and shorts, and special presentations. In addition to the main festival, there are smaller events occurring around the area during the time of the festival. To end the festival in an extraordinary way, a prodigious party is thrown all and around who have brought admission and bought admission are welcome to join.
In sports entertainment news, the Sacramento Kings are on a 1-7 streak after the loss by the San Antonio Spurs. This loss hit DeMarcus Cousins very hard. On the locker room, Cousins went on a profane rampage at head coach George Karl. Coach Karl wants to suspend Cousins for 2 games, but was saved by general manager Leighton Dvack. Cousins later apologized for his actions and was spared the suspension.
What if there was no such thing as society? How do you think this would change your personality? Today, I'm going to explore the way society and majority affects everything about you, from the way you think, the way you act, the way you speak, even the way you make decisions. Last summer, when I was 15, I went on a meditation retreat and didn't know what to expect. For the majority of the 6-day trip, I was meditating with around 40 teens. For the rest of the time, I was taking part in various activities, group conversations with different topics, and even meeting with a group of about 8 people where we talked more individually since it was a smaller group of people. The first time I meditated with everyone else, we were given 5 rules to follow. One of these rules stood out to me. It said, "No judgment." After this experience, I wondered what the world would be like if our view of social standards through judgment changed. In today's world, judgment can not only give someone's point of view on a specific thing, but can set social standards. One person disliking something can lead to many people disliking the same thing. When many people dislike or agree with something, it becomes a social standard which can alienate others. These standards also play a big part in the process of judging someone. Most social groups usually have their own standards. Think about it. Let's say a group of your friends all want to sign up for a class on astronomy, but you want to take a class on drawing. In this case, your friends make you feel uncomfortable with your decision in a number of ways. They may make fun of you and mock you because of your different choice, or ask why you chose the class you did instead of the class the majority of your friends decided to take. From this experience, we can say that this social group has specific expectations in the form of a social standard that they may have not realized. It seems that you are not allowed to stand out with being judged. According to Psychology Today, studies show that rejection destabilizes our need to belong. But what if we looked at judgment differently? What if social standards didn't mean anything? What will we look at? How will we look at awkwardness then? What if people could act in any way without feeling insecure about what others will say? What if what is considered good and bad or right and wrong went into question? In today's world, I believe that society sets the standards for what is awkward and what is not. When one is taught what is seen as awkward, they can point it out to feel more secure about themselves by judging others. Now, I'm not saying everyone should stop judging everything. What I want you to know is that you have the ability to be more mindful when judging other people. I'm Kai for A Little Something About Oakland on Youth Radio Raw. For this commentary and more, visit youthradio.org.
What's up?
What's good? I'm headed out.
Oh, where are you going?
I'm going out to Youth Hub.
What is that?
It's this media program that teaches basics in many media fields.
Oh, that's dope. How do I get involved?
Call 510-834-0347 or visit youthhuboakland.net.
Big blow.
gang gang, nigga front street sh- 061. Bang bang, nigga gang gang, gang in his nigga.
I got all my mother jury on. You can try to flash like your wanted. You don't want these bullets flying like some karma. You a motherfucker, Kermit. I'm a glow man, I don't need a garment. And I'm hotter than a furnace. Take a Tuka blunt, then I burned it. And I spend this money, cause I earned it. That bitch on me on the phone, she ain't want it. Told that bitch don't call my phone with all that nonsense.
Don't call my phone with all that nonsense.
I'm getting to the guap, choppy guap, baby.
Into that guap, baby.
Smoking on this blunt, this stunk it.
This shit stank, baby.
I mean skunk it.
Gang, baby.
I'm rolling with the funk it.
Gang, baby.
Cops pull me over, they don't want it.
Gang, name, baby.
They just wanna say they lock me up.
Sosa.
Sosa. Cause they know Sosa. I got a lot of bucks.
She's Sosa.
But I'm bonding right out.
I ain't broke.
They ain't getting no money, it ain't a joke.
It ain't a joke.
You better get some money for your mama or your
shit.
Boy, your better not be broke,
bitch.
I spent 4 bands on a coat.
On a Montclair.
I spent the band on some loafs.
On some God.
I spent the 100 on my Air Force Ones.
On my Ones, yeah.
The stumper. Any Air Force Ones.
Any Air Force Ones, yeah.
I don't need a jet, I want Air Force One.
Air Force One, yeah.
I'm a president in the sun. Like Obama, Yola.
It wasn't a clean song. It had B words. That's all.
When did wanting to fit in with the crowd become a thing that we all wanted? What happened to wanting to stand out, to be the kids that weren't part of a crowd but made their own crowd? I mean, as kids, we were all different, and we were told that our differences made us special. Why do we all want to be the same? I mean, where's the diversity in that? Do we really want to change who we are just so we can feel accepted? I wasn't like most of the boys in school because I prefer to hang out with the girls instead of the guys. Back in elementary, no one ever made a big deal about it, but in middle school, everyone criticized me. All the guys made fun of me for choosing to hang out with the girls and choosing their side when it came to major arguments. They would tell me whenever they saw me walking alone that I was gay because I hung out with all the girls and I must have been one. And because of that, I regretted most of my life choices and hated who I was as a person instead of finding out who I wanted to be and who I am as a person. But once I got to high school, everything changed. I realized that the fact that I was different made me find out who my real friends are, because those who never judged me and my actions were the people who would really care about who I am. I realized that because I hung out with all the girls, that I got to think about their struggles and involve them in important arguments. I realized that I was a lot more open-minded than most of the people around me, and that I was staying true to myself and the whole time instead of becoming someone I'm not. And it's important to realize that there is more to it. It's not just you being dishonest to yourself and others, but you're making yourself into someone who you're not, and eventually that will catch up to you and you'll regret it. Everyone should be able to feel comfortable in their own skins. We're getting used to a society telling us who to be, and eventually we should actually start believing it. And because of that, we will all be the same and no one will ever be unique. Be the person you are and not the person you want to be.
I joined PBA in the 4th grade. It is a choir school spanning grades 4 to 8. At my school, we had a full academic load, as well as over 2 hours of music each day, music theory and vocal control classes 3 times a week, and a 2.5 hour after-school rehearsal every Monday. Additionally, we would have extra rehearsals when we had an exceptionally difficult amount of music to learn and were contracted to perform a concert with short notice. My first year I joined the choir, we won 3 Grammys with the San Francisco Symphony, performed for Arnold Schwarzenegger, among many other concerts. I first left the country the summer after 4th grade. I was 9 years old and had just finished my first year of choir school. Traveling has expanded my world perspective. Touring in South Africa taught me discipline and organization. I learned the importance of listening to instructions and being flexible. On tour, things often do not go as planned. Many times the bus is broken down, causing us to skip a meal or cut a sightseeing opportunity. Traffic has caused us to be late to a concert, forcing us to rush the sound check or warm up, or in some cases, skip them entirely and walk straight on stage. Tour is high-paced, which makes it very easy to lose belongings. In South Africa, we would stay in one place for maybe 1 to 2 nights, sing a few concerts, and then move on. Much of South Africa's environment looks remarkably similar to California. There is a tabletop mountain, similar to the one in California, only way larger. Leaving the country for the first time illustrated the similarities and differences between California and South Africa. In South Africa, people carve intricate masks and make beautiful drums on the side of the road to sell. There is a sense of entrepreneurship and determination that I feel is absent from the U.S. From what I witnessed, there is much less regulation there. From performing and touring in South Africa, I saw an alternative to our consumerist culture, which is built on the foundation that you need more to be in order to be happy. During my travels in South Africa, I saw a whole different mentality and approach to life, one where people are happy with less and are much more appreciative of what they have. Coming back from South Africa, I realized just how much we take for granted. Even someone living below the poverty line in the U.S. have much more resources available to them than the poor in South Africa. For example, when I visited the slums, I saw a vast community of people who were growing up through the cracks in the concrete. Although the deck was stacked against them, they were making their life function. The homes that they made for themselves would never be allowed in the U.S., but in South Africa, people do what they need to do in order to survive. My experience in South Africa felt magical. One spot we stayed at was on the grounds of a safari. Walking from our cabins to the dining hall, we would see monkeys scuttling up and down trees and sprinting across the ground. On a bridge, there is a sign saying, "Danger, this area is home to hippopotami." During our tour of the safari, we saw all types of exotic animals. There were elephants, lions, giraffes, and zebras. Being able to see the wildlife in its natural habitat is something I will never forget. These experiences stretched my world perspective and enabled me to view what seemed like an alternate reality. Since South Africa, I have also sung in China, Russia, Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia, as well as Spain and Brazil. These experiences have taught me as much about myself as they have the places I have been. I think traveling is incredibly important for self-growth because it takes us out of our comfort zone and provides us with new experiences that are significantly different from our day-to-day lives. Through traveling, I learned to function at top-notch under enormous pressure, sometimes with only a few hours of sleep and without meals. I learned to be very aware of my surroundings, to think on my feet, and to have self-discipline. I learned to multitask and to manage my time. I also learned to cooperate with other members of my choir so that we could be as efficient as possible. Through these experiences, I grew closer to myself and became more in touch with my feelings. I recommend traveling to people of all ages. You'll learn a lot about yourself and gain many important skills. I'm Liam for A Little Something About Oakland on Youth Radio Raw. For this commentary and more, visit youthradio.org.
2 weeks ago, I went to a place called Black Bear with my mentor. The theme is homey and country-like. There were wooden black bears everywhere. It's breakfast place. The line was empty and we had to wait in line for a long time. Anyway, when we finally sat down, I ordered a bear claw. It was a pancake and it had eggs in it. It was good except it was cold. I had bacon also. The bacon was cold also, sadly. My mentor had French toast and bacon. The servers were good. The people were friendly. The food tastes good, but it was good. The food comes too slow. They make you wait too long. In line, the food is cold. I do not recommend this place. It's all bad altogether. This was Rakim for A Little Something About Oakland on Youth Radio Raw. For this review and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
Last season's Golden State Warriors were a great story. Adding a new coach to what was already a young core, they made the leap into finally melded their talented roster into champions for the first time in 40 years, as well as being one of the best teams in the history of the NBA. This season, the Warriors have been playing great basketball, both offense and defense. The Warriors have been getting great results from the bench. Draymond Green has been playing exceptionally well, making his teammates better. Not only is Draymond Green, the best defender in the league, but he's now toting 3-1 assist turnover ratio, leading this team with an average 7 assists per game. But on the other side of the past couple of years, a couple of key players haven't been healthy. Now the real challenge is to keep these players healthy. In fact, in 2011, Curry suffered a huge ankle injury that kept him out for the majority of the season and only played 26 games. In 2013, Curry suffered the same injury, but this time in the middle of a second round playoff series with the Spurs. As somebody who grew up in the Bay Area, I'm excited to see how the Warriors season is going to end, and hopefully it will end in another championship. This is Jalen for a little something about Oakland on Youth Radio Raw. For this review and more, visit youthradio.org.
Once again, this is a little something about Oakland radio on Youth Radio. I'm your DJ Centaurs, and peace.